Please be seated and welcome Melody Kraft.
Okay, so good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Okay, so I was really thinking about, as I was driving here, revising this in my mind, things I wanted to say. So before I start, we want to have fun with this. Okay. So I'm going to be talking about the lost mode of prayer. And so everyone in the room today has desires, right? That's one thing we all have in common. There's something that we would like to bring into our life. So just pause for a moment and think about what that is. What would you like to create in your life right now? You know, maybe you want a new car or a better relationship, more opportunities moving forward, better health, more alignment with spirit. So just kind of think about it for a moment. You know, sometimes we get stuck when we try to move forward, when we try to make our dreams come true. And if you knew there was a way of getting unstuck, wouldn't you just grab it and run with it? Yeah. Okay. So that's what I want to talk about today, in part, about how to get unstuck so we can manifest our dreams. And there's a phrase that Greg Braden used, and he refers to just how we bring our dreams alive, and he uses the term the lost mode of prayer. It's also referred to as the law of attraction. But there's something deeper going on that's more powerful than what we typically think of in terms of the law of attraction. It's not about just manifesting stuff, because when you learn the art of the lost mode of prayer, you're really stepping into your spiritual endowment. You're using the language of God. And with God, there are no words. The term itself, lost mode of prayer, is really descriptive in that we have forgotten what a true prayer is and how it works. And so I'm going to be talking about that today. The mystic Joel Goldsmith, he said, the secret of spiritual power is in the realization that it is the all power and that there are no other powers. So another way of saying this is that spiritual power is the only real power that we have. So I'd like you to just take a moment right now and imagine what it would be like if doubt did not exist in your life. We all have doubt. We wouldn't be here in physical form if we didn't have a doubt or two. Okay, so now how would your life be different if you no longer had doubt about what you want to accomplish? What if you didn't have doubt about anything? What would you do? Just imagine. There's no doubt. There's no blocks. There's nothing in your way. What would you do? Can you imagine that? Yeah. It feels freeing, doesn't it? Okay. So I'm asking you to think about the role of doubt, how it plays out in your life, because it's the only thing that can stop you from using the lost mode of prayer and bringing your desires to life. You know, doubt is the language of the ego. And all you need is just one tiny little idea of doubt that will block the manifestation of your goals. You know, it can block really a miracle that you're trying to bring forth. You know, you don't have to be a saint to create a miracle. We often think that. But you do have to suspend your belief in egoic thoughts. You have to suspend your thoughts of doubt, because that's what blocks it. So the state of being in the lost mode of prayer is not about just manifesting your dreams. It's also your natural state of being. And when you allow yourself to be in the energy of the lost mode of prayer, everything is at your fingertips. And that may sound like a pretty big statement to make, that you have everything that you need. But think about this. When you are in the true state of prayer, you're really in a state of infinity and oneness.
And when you're there, everything is there, including you.
And so this is really your true home, and this is the source of your true power. The lost mode of prayer is a true prayer. And a true prayer, it's not a petition prayer. It's not like we're asking for something. You know, it's about you really becoming an instrument through which God's grace flows through you. And so when we are praying to receive, we are actually blocking spiritual power. So I'm going to say this again. While we are praying to receive, we are blocking spiritual power. So praying for something has no power. It's when you're praying for something that has no power. But praying in gratitude does have power. And it's the feeling that you already have everything. So you're coming from a place of abundance and not scarcity. So true prayer is really a total alignment with the source of everything, the source of all. So with true prayer, what we call miracles can happen. Not magic, but miracles. And miracles occur naturally because they are expressions of love. So when you are in the lost mode of prayer, what you're doing is you're suspending a cycle of pain, and you've stepped out of focus from your ego, and you've stepped into truth and love. And this is your true power. This is where miracles live. And this is your natural state of being. So true prayer is the vehicle for miracles. The lost mode of prayer has no words. You know, there's no rituals, there's no ceremonies, there's really nothing that we need. Nothing's needed. All you have to do is feel that you're in that space where you already have it. You know, so you're not coming from a place of scarcity. You're coming from a place of abundance. So the lost mode of prayer is the language of God, the source of all. And it's a language that heals. It's the language that creates miracles. And it really is your most powerful gift and ability that you have. So, as you can tell, the lost mode of prayer is not a traditional prayer. It's not like wishing or praying for someone to get well. You know, when we're wishing someone well, we're really coming from a place of scarcity. You're saying, okay, no, you're not well, and I hope that changes. Okay, that doesn't really feel very powerful when I say that, does it? Okay. But with a true prayer, when someone is sick, what you need to do is look at that person as they're totally whole and healthy. Don't see them as impaired. See them as whole. See beyond the surface. See beyond the symptoms. And know that they truly are a whole soul, a whole person, a whole human being. Because when you see it and feel it, it's the language of feeling and emotions that is the lost mode of prayer. And so, again, this is where miracles come from, and this is how healing occurs. So you want to be in a place of appreciation and gratitude as if your desire has already been granted. Just be in a silent moment of experiencing the joy of having it. And just allow yourself to feel it throughout your entire being. So when you do the silent prayer, your desires will spring to life. So here is the key to the lost mode of prayer. We must become the very conditions that we wish to experience. So I'm going to give you an example of how to manifest a desire. And this is on the level of form. So several years ago, I decided I wanted a Suzy Armand kit. And I thought about it for a while, and I was really busy with my schedule and all the everyday tasks that we all have to do, and so I really didn't have time to order it. But I would think about it during the day while I was working, and I imagined I had it, and I had the CD, and I was putting it in my computer, and I was just playing with the idea, you know, like a child plays with an idea. So it was just really using my imagination. I was having fun with it, and I was doing that for a couple of weeks, and I was working on my computer one day, and I was still thinking about it as if I had it, and I hear a knock on my door. So I go downstairs, and I open it up, and it's a UPS delivery guy. So he hands me a package, and I thought, I don't know what this is, because I haven't ordered anything for a long time. And I opened it up, and it was a Susie Orman kit. So I had not ordered it. So I called Hay House, and I said, you sent me a Susie Orman kit. I didn't order it. I like it. I want to keep it. So please send me an invoice. And they said, oh, no, just keep it. So one of the points of this is I didn't even intend to do this. I was just having fun with it. And I didn't even have to figure out the how to get it. The universe did it for me. And so what happens when we're really in that place where we already have something and we're having fun with it, because it's really important to have fun with it, we don't have to figure out how. Because we just it energetically just comes to you. So, you know, put yourself in a state of mind like a child where you're just having fun with things, with what you want, and it comes to you. Okay, so so that's the upside of creative manifestation. There is a downside to it. Be aware of your thoughts. You don't want to dwell on something that you're afraid of might happen to you, because if you start imagining it and feeling it, you can bring that to you too. So awareness of your thoughts are important. So we can manifest beauty in our lives, or we can manifest suffering in our lives. You know, our beliefs, when filled with emotions, are really very powerful, and we can create anything. So, but you really want to have fun with this. That's how it works. So what we're going to do today, we're going to just do a little practice of getting into the space for the lost mode of prayer. So I'm going to kind of restate a little bit what you need to do. So you want to have a marriage between your mind and your heart. It needs to be in alignment. No doubt in between. Okay. So think about something that you want. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you want a new car. So I want you to imagine that you're in the car. You can touch the seat. You can smell the new scents in a new car. You know, who is with you? Are you going on a trip? And you're just going to really have fun with it. So that's just an example. You may not want a new car. But think of something that you really would love to have. And sense it, feel it with all of your senses. And imagine that you already have it. So you're going to want to smile with this. And your job is to feel you already have it. Just play with it and imagine it, and the universe is going to figure out how. So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment and let you feel that you already have it and just feel how wonderful it is. Just allow yourself to take a deep breath and just kind of expand your energy out more and really feel how lovely it is. Okay, so if you're ready, bring your attention back into the room. If you're still having fun, go ahead and stay there. Okay, how was that? Did anybody have trouble doing it? Okay, Karen did not. Kathy didn't. Who did? Okay, if you had trouble with it, what it means is there's a little piece of doubt about not really feeling that you can do this. So just recognize that doubt's there. Once you become aware of it, you can say, okay, I'm just going to let you go for the next few minutes. And you can do that, and then do it again. So anybody have any questions about what we just did? So Kathy, you got there. Is that right? Yeah. How'd it feel?
Good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I saw a few of you were smiling, so I knew you were getting there. So this, it takes a little practice at first, but this is really a very natural place for you to be. And in this afternoon's workshop, we're really going to practice this a lot more and go deeper with it. And when we're going to identify any thoughts that are blocking it and get rid of those so you can really take home something that you can really work with on an everyday basis for yourself. So if anyone else has, no one has any other questions, I'd be glad to answer any. Okay. All right. Well, why don't you go home today and have fun with this? Okay. Thank you.